This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants, 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Blues Focus podcast. Today I'm joined with Patch from the 3Ps in a podcast. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm all good, Josh. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's good. So we're going to be going through the Bristol City game that, as you say, is taking place on Saturday. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there, Patch?
Absolutely.
Ah, oh, wicked. We'll be able to wave to each other from the stands. But yeah, we were just talking before we started about how the two teams have had identical starts of pre-season. So started off with 1-1 draws and then 1-0 last week. So how are you feeling about your start to the season?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shame that the Preston game, because we really didn't get going. It wasn't that typical season opener at home with glorious sunshine, free-flowing football. I don't know about you guys, but I make notes on what happens in the minutes for the podcast. And literally, I had like one thing written down in the whole first half. So that was a bit of a shame, that start. But you know, we got the goal just after half time. Preston came back into it and it was 1-1. And then obviously going to Millwall on Saturday, dominating, in my opinion, and then getting that just deserved goal at the end by Matty James to win 1-0. I mean, if you'd have spin them around the other way and have a 1-0 win at home to Preston and a draw away at Millwall, then you probably would be happy. But I'm happy nonetheless, because it's you know, 4 points on the board, and yeah, we're playing some good stuff.
Yeah, I'd say it was a spectacular goal by Matty James in the last one. He's like 36 or something like that? So to be scoring,
no, I don't think I don't think he's that old, actually. I think he's a bit younger than that, as I rapidly look now on Twitter. But he's putting some really good performances. He's 32. So he's still got legs left, and a really important player for us. He was captain for the game on Saturday as well. And yeah, he scored the last goal he scored. He scored two goals for us. We're both in added time. But To people who didn't watch the game would think that was a bit of a smash and grab, but it absolutely wasn't. We were knocking on the door for large parts of the second half, came close a few times, shot from Matty James, shot from Anis Mehmeti, Sam Bell heading wide. But yeah, it was just deserved. And what a finish. What a finish. And also, what a moment as well in the away end. I don't know if you've seen the footage, but limbs to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we scored a couple of last-minute goals. I mean, the Lukas Djukovic one against Leeds, that definitely sent limbs into the crowd. I mean, it was the best crowd we've had in years, I think. And we still didn't have the bottom tier open, but I think the whole thing around it, and people just waited till the end. So when that finally went in, as you say, limbs completely.
But you're bringing 3,000, I think, down to Ashton Gate as well, which is going to fill the whole Atio stand, which we haven't seen for quite some time. So looking forward to a full Ashton Gate. I think we're pretty much sold out as well. So the noise should be quite impressive.
Yeah, it should be good. I mean, we usually do quite well at Bristol. I know those tickets usually go quite well. I mean, it's not too far, just down the motorway. So I know a lot of people like to go to it. So,
but they don't always offer the bottom sort of section of the Atio stand, and sometimes even they cut off one section as well. So, hopefully, everyone behaves themselves.
Hopefully. But obviously, like going into the season, I would say we've both had quite good starts to the season. But what were your expectations for this season? I mean, from my point of view, I think both teams are kind of in the same situation, as in, I don't think relegation is going to be on the cards this season, but I think it's more just trying to move up the table. So what are your expectations?
Well, we are both quite cemented in the Championship, aren't we? And it's trying to get that cement out from under our feet and go up is obviously always the goal. My expectations at the start of the season are to finish around 10th, 11th, 12th, you know, in the top half, progress. Yeah. We want to see progress, but we want to see us challenging for the playoffs. I think, you know, it's a bit aspirational to say top two. So fighting for those playoff positions, it's a hell of a league, as it always is, but this season in particular is a hell of a league. But if Bristol City fans just want to see progress, they don't want to see us finishing a couple of places higher than last season. Top 10 and fighting for the playoffs is what we want. And I think we've got the squad to deliver that. So I'm hopeful that we can achieve that. And, you know, by picking up and putting in good performances at home and picking up points away, you know, we just hope that we can stay relatively injury free. We've already got a few big injuries in Tommy Conway, who everyone thought and still thinks probably is going to be our top goal scorer this season. But we have got others that can come in and do a job also. Andy Vyman's out injured, hopefully back soon. And our signing from Aberdeen, who we're expecting a lot of good things from, Ross McCrory, is out as well at the moment with a bacterial infection. So hopefully that doesn't get any more serious, but he's going to come into to the squad. And it is a squad. We've spoken about the podcast. I know you listened to the Millwall one about having finishers, starters and finishers, and both can switch around the other way. So, it's exciting times at the moment at Bristol City, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say just like the Blues, to be fair. I think this is the first season in a while where we've actually got a squad, and we're getting later in the game, and it's a case of we've actually got people that can come on and change the game, like Miyoshi, for example. Jordan James is another youngster coming through our ranks who's done really well pre-season and come on. So I think, both teams are looking at not just cementing ourselves now in the Championship. I think Blues are the longest, the team to be in the Championship the longest time now out of all of the teams. So I think we're definitely, with the new owners, looking to push up the table and really progress.
We must I don't know the stats, but we must be just behind you on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been in for a while as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just talking about like the squad and things like that, I'm going to have to talk about Alex Scott, because I think we kind of know how you're feeling in terms of when we had Jude Bellingham going. So how do you feel about him going and how that might affect the squad going forward?
So Alex Scott has been out injured for a few weeks and is going to be out, I gather, for another couple of months. So we saw him in one or two pre-season matches and he looked, as Alex Scott does always, looks really good. He seemed to be playing a little bit further forward, hit the bar a few times. I think he scored a goal as well, but it was as the weeks went on and we got closer to the end of August, you know, that naivety in your brain thinks he might actually stay with us for, you know, another few months and then go in January. But the fact that he's now picked up this injury, we had an injury to Tommy Conway as well, so that might have been playing into it a little bit, so that we can go and strengthen in that position, who knows. But it's been an absolute pleasure to have Alex Scott in the team for the last couple of seasons. When he's on the pitch, you just know that there's someone who can always do something magical, to coin the song. And we wish him every success, and we're hoping that we can watch him play for England in the near future and cheer him on in that regard as well. So yeah, it someone who was just fantastic to watch play football. He was just a pivotal part of the team.
Yeah, I think, as you said, he's definitely going to be someone that plays with England. And I think it would probably be quite nice in the future seeing him and probably Jude Bellingham play together, because they're both quite similar players. They're a bit box-to-box, aren't they, in that midfield. They've both got the energy. And I think with Declan Rice maybe holding in CDM, it'll be good to see them both, like those two championship players who have come from the championship. And
I remember two or three seasons ago, whatever it was, I'm sure you'll tell me, but watching Jude Bellingham at Ashton Gate and just thinking, oh my God, you know, he was, I don't know how old he was at the time, 17 or something like that. And you just saw him glide around the pitch and the ball kind of sticking to his foot. And you just thought, this guy's going to go somewhere. So yeah, it's similarities. And the fact that he's gone to Bournemouth for me, for 25 million, he can cement his position at Bournemouth, show what he can do, and then get that next move to earn us more money.
Yeah, as you say, I think it's quite similar to when Jude Bellingham went to Dortmund. Obviously, we'd got teams such as Man United and Liverpool looking at him. But for me, it was always, I wanted him to go to Borussia Dortmund because I'd know he'd play. And I think with Alex Scott, he's gone to a team in Bournemouth that he is going to play in that team. He's not going to like a top team where he's just going to be put on the bench and then forgotten about. Like, Bournemouth are going to mold him into that player. And that's what you want from your young players. Like, I think you get to a point where you realize they're too good for the team and you just want them to move on and set the world alight somewhere else, really.
Yeah. Can't wait to see him play again. It makes me more interested in Match of the Day with the likes of him and Semenyo playing.
Yeah, definitely. But like we talked about Alex Scott, obviously he's moved on, and you've mentioned the likes of Tommy Conway. Have you got any other players that we need to be looking out for on Saturday?
All of them. All of them. No. So I expect us to line up 4-3-3. And sometimes it's more 4-2-3-1. Obviously, Naki Wells is a well-established, well-known championship player who can score goals. And then you've got Sam Bell as well, who's sort of playing on the right of a three. And he is someone who's exploded into the team over the last few months and towards the end of the last season. And he is very quick, can score goals. So we've had Brian Tinian on the podcast before, who's the academy director and was involved in Player Pathway and all of that sort of stuff. And he said seasons ago, the future will be Sam Bell and Tommy Conway as strikers. Sam's more left-sided now. But there's so many players in the team who can have an impact. Anis Mameti, whether he starts or not, he's a bit of a maverick, as Nigel Pearson has almost described him as, someone who will take players on, zinc inside, have a shot. Sykes can score goals and cause problems. Jason Knight is another new sign-in who's come in and played really well on Saturday and in the week against Oxford in the Carabao Cup. Scores goals, provides assists, real really exciting player in the middle. So there's a number, and the man of the match, and when we do our ratings on the podcast, the last three games, our two centre backs, Rob Dickey and Zach Viner, have been our best players. So all over the pitch, we are performing. It's just maintaining those levels. And that first half against Preston wasn't good for us to watch. So I'm just hoping that we take the performance from Millwall into the game on Saturday and start to see that consistency of performance as well. And then there's players all over the pitch that can perform on the left hand side as well. Left hand side of the back four, Cam Pring comes forward, can assist, scores goals. And then breathing down his neck is another lad in Hayden Roberts who can do the same. So competition for places all over the pitch is good to see.
Yeah, and you just talking then, I'm thinking it's almost identical to our squad as well. Like, we've got so many like people that have come into the squad that can just offer something else. Like, I was thinking earlier today about what team would I like to see play against Bristol? Which players do I want to see come in? And we've got so many options now of just different people that can play in different positions. Yeah. I think probably the back four is probably the only real place in the team where you're like, oh yeah, that's settled and we know. But going forward, we've got so many different options now. So yeah, as you say, both teams kind of got different ways that they can hurt each other. So it should be a really good match.
And it's really interesting you calling us Bristol, because Bristol City fans watching this will say, it's Bristol City, it's Bristol City. Yeah. But the fact that you recognise us as Bristol and don't recognise the other team is also...
I've been to Bristol Rovers on away day before. And Ashton Gate's a much, much nicer place to go to be honest.
God, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but kind of... So going in with that, have you got any score predictions or expectations from the match on Saturday?
Yeah, obviously, I know that Birmingham are on a bit of a crest of a wave with, you know, Tom Brady coming in. I'll ask you a bit about that as well. Yeah. But I think that I'm confident, or always confident when you play at home, of beating anybody, quite frankly. Yeah. So I think it'll be close. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win, hoping that we go two up and you get a consolation goal. We've got to be positive. We've got those players on the bench who can come on and change the game if we need it to. So this game will not be over until the 99th minute.
I think we're going to see that in a lot of, especially Blues games this season. I mean, both games, Swansea was a draw and then Leeds went right to the end. So I think until our players actually start gelling together, I don't think we're going to be rolling over teams. I mean, I'm just hoping to get something out of the game. A 1-1. I mean, you battered us 4-2 last year. I remember going to that and it was walking out. I think the two goals at the end were both, I think it was more you'd got the game won.
Right.
And it was a Troy Deeney penalty. And then I think
I remember that.
And just didn't
Deeney give it large over in the corner?
Yeah,
as well.
He gave it large and then did nothing for the rest of the game. But and then like Kadra came on and it was more of a consolation goal at that point. So I'm hoping for a bit more of a fight from our lads on Saturday. Yeah.
We shall see. It'd be a good game. I'm sure it'd be a good game. And it's one of those ones that you want to see free flowing football, exciting football from your team. And go from there. But so Tom Brady, talk to me about Tom Brady. What's he actually bringing other than global, you know, acknowledgement of Birmingham? Is he actually investing or what?
I think he has invested. I'm not sure how much they've said, but I know they have said he has invested in part of the club. I don't think he's going to be there day to day, surprisingly. I would be surprised if we saw him again before Christmas at the Blues, to be honest. But obviously he's got other things in the States. That's where he lives. Yeah. But he has said he wants to be involved. He's talked a lot about like the mental side of the game and things like nutrition and bringing what he's used in his sport over and what might apply. So I think things like that might help. I do think it's PR, but it's nice to have him. And I mean, I'm expecting Tom Wagner to be there a lot. His reactions to when we scored against Leeds were just like, wow, he really, really cares, like throwing his arms up, hugging everybody else. So as you say, it's just a really good vibe around the club at the moment. I haven't felt this excited in years, really. I think even when we had the likes of Javi Redknapp come in, and it was like, oh, we've finally got a really good manager. But there was always that thing in the back of my head of, yeah, but the owners are going to mess it up or something's not going to go right. And it didn't go right. But I think now we've got owners that have got the head screwed on. I'm a real fan of John Eustace. I think, yes, he can make mistakes as a manager, but he's young and you can see him growing almost with the club, which is really nice to see. And as I say, we just seem a lot more structured now as a club, and we're only looking forward. We're not looking over our shoulders anymore. And I think having the likes of Tom Brady come in can only help that, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he certainly shines a light on Birmingham. And, you know, it's that that Ryan Reynolds and you know, the effect that he's had at Wrexham. Oh, I absolutely love watching that show. Mm. Welcome to Wrexham. Yeah. And I know it's a slightly different kettle of fish with Wrexham and Birmingham, but it just does give that spotlight, doesn't it? And it can only bring good things, you would think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've already had so many of my friends being like, wait, Tom Brady's at Birmingham City. And I'm like, yeah, come
down, he's playing the game. And like, centre back.
Like, yeah, just got them interested. And like, they've like sent me stuff as well, like about things going on at the Blues that like before I've been able to see it as well. And it's like, so you are starting to get invested in it now. And I mean, that can only be good with the ground opening back up now. Mm. We just want as many fans as we can. I mean, obviously it was a sellout for Leeds. I think our next game's a sellout against Plymouth as well,
which is really
good to see. So as long as we can keep going, then that's all we can ask for, really.
Awesome. But, sounds good.
Super. But thank you very much for coming on the pod, or the video, should I say.
Whatever this is.
Yeah. Hopefully we get to see each other on Saturday.
We'll be waving from the Lansdowne stand you.
Yeah,
giving you that special football wave.
I think I know the one you mean. Just before we finish, do you want to shout out any of your socials and
like yeah that? So any Bristol City content that you want from us, so at 3PIAPC on Twitter is our main route for social media. And so we've got three shows. We've got the original show. It started about 8 years ago now, and that is anything goes. We can have, you know, we can have just three guys chatting about anything relevant at the time, and we can have celebrity guests. We had Jeff Stelling on a few years ago, for example. So you never know who's going to show up on our regular show. Dom Jolly as well from Trigger Happy TV, for those old enough to remember that. So that's our regular show. And then we've got two other shows which are both Bristol City related. So Robin's Review, where we review every game, and Robin's Reunited, where I get two ex Bristol City players back together to talk about their time at Bristol City, where they are now, all of that sort of stuff, and some really good banter between the two players as well. I often try and pick players that, you know, played together or really close. So they bring some really interesting stories out about nights out and beyond. So yeah, a couple of shows for Bristol City fans. So just subscribe, or on all good podcast providers.
All right, super. Thank you very much for coming on to the video, and good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Take care.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.